Back now with Day to Day. Maybe you're thinking of taking a movie in this weekend. What a smorgasbord! There's everything from Mr. Bean to boxers to nannies. And here with a digest of what the film critics think of the newest releases is Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
British comic actor Rowan Atkinson has had many successes, but his biggest seems to be Mr. Bean, a hit TV series, a successful feature film back in 97, and now a sequel of sorts. The strange, clumsy, mumbling Bean is back, only this time wreaking havoc across France as he attempts to vacation in Mr. Bean's holiday.
Un café?
Oui.
Du sucre?
Non.
You speak very good French.
Gracias.
Like with real Bean, some people like it, others don't care for it. The Washington Post guffaws delightful and deeply amusing, and the LA Weekly gives the faint praise, turns out to be far better than you'd imagine. But those who don't like it will agree with USA Today, which snarls, annoyingly unfunny. Samuel L. Jackson stars with Josh Hartnett in the sports drama Resurrecting the Champ. A young reporter looking for his big break meets a homeless wino who claims to have been a boxing champion back in the day.
You know what would be good for the story? If I could look at some of the stuff in your cart, see what you lug around every day, then I think it'd be really interesting for the article.
All right, we can do that. As soon as you take me to your house, let me go through all your personal stuff.
Like boxing judges at a title bout, the nation's critics are split. The Hollywood Reporter finds it compelling with a knockout performance from Jackson. Packs a wallop, declares the Arizona Daily Star. But Entertainment Weekly says Resurrecting the Champ is full of speechy monologues and gooey sanctity. And take it from me, the one thing you don't want gooey is your sanctity. And for you fans of the novel, The Nanny Diaries has finally reached the big screen. A tough working-class Jersey girl ends up caring for the child of a rich and elite power couple on the fancy Upper East Side of Manhattan. Scarlett Johansson, Paul Giamatti, and Laura Linney star.
Let me apologize for my feral son.
Oh, no, no need to apologize. Please, I love kids. I'm Annie.
You're a nanny. I just lost my nanny. Oh, my God. Are you employed?
No, unfortunately, I...
Fabulous.
Critics would rather watch endless tape of a nanny cam instead of The Nanny Diaries. Variety cries rarely rises above standard sitcom fare. The Chicago Reader scolds deceptive and formulaic, and the LA Times sighs plodding and generic. Well, the parks near here are full of nannies, and none of them look like Scarlett Johansson. And can you imagine how dull an actual nanny diary entry would be? Monday, went to park. Kids threw sand and cried. Came home, watched Teletubbies, ate chicken fingers. Tuesday, went to park and that's even leaving out the part where she goes through all your stuff mocking your wardrobe. Yep, right now, as I speak, somewhere, a nanny is mocking a wardrobe.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.